So let's review. The Gemara continues to discuss the machlekes of the previous daf regarding nadr mishteku karas, ba'achas misana uba'achas ein misana. Shmuel holds mitechshu meifel misana, meifel she'ein misana. And Rabbi Yechanan holds meifel misana, the ein meifel she'ein misana. The Gemara cites a Mishnah and two brises in Masechtas Nazir, which according to Rabbi Yechanan require clarification in the following cases. Ha'isha she'nadr min nazir, v'hafer la baila, a husband who nullified his wife's naziris, so that she may drink wine. Even according to Rabbi Yechanan, we do not say min yayin de isla tzaira hafer la, min charetzin min zag de lesla tzaira loy hafer la. We do not say that his hafara only takes effect regarding the wine, which involves inui, but does not take effect regarding the seeds or peels of the grapes, which do not involve inui, because ein naziris lachatzoin. We cannot have a partial naziris in which only some of its halachas apply. Therefore, in this case, everyone agrees that the hafara will apply to the entire neder. However, in the case of shtei kikaris, the neder can be nullified regarding one and remain in effect regarding the other. Similarly, the Gemara later says that we do not say miyayin de isla tzara hafer la, mitumis mes de les la tzara la hafer la. We do not say that his hafara only takes effect regarding the wine, which involves inui, but does not take effect regarding the prohibition to become tummy la mes, which does not involve inui. However, here the Gemara gives another reason. Because tumas mes nami is latzara. Avoiding tumah is also considered inu nefesh, because the pasuk says, v'hachai yitin elibui. And your mayor explains, the yispoid yispidun le, the yifkun yifkun le, the yikfor yakfarune. One should eulogize, mourn, and be involved in burying others, so that they will do the same for him. It is therefore an inu for her to avoid funerals, out of concern that she will not be properly cared for after her own patira. The Ran gives two possible explanations why the Gemara did not answer as it did earlier. In Nazir Lachatzain, she cannot be in Nazir only regarding Tumas Mes. Indeed, we could have used the same reason, but the Gemara wanted to point out that avoiding Tumah is actually an Inur as well. Alternately, the Ran explains that although in Nazir Lachatzain regarding Yain and Chartzan of Izag, we can separate the Isr Tumah from the other halachas of Naziris as we find by Nazir Shimshon. He was Asur B'Yainu Patas Bayres, yet, mutter l'tami l'meisim. Abaya adds, ein naziris l'chatzoyin ve'ein korban l'chatzoyin. The same concept applies to the korbanis nazir in the following cases. Isha she'nadr ben nazir ve'frisha behemta ve'achkech hava l'abayla. A woman who had observed part of her naziris, when her husband nullified it, does not bring the korbanis nazir to her. The korbanis a nazir brings when he completes his naziris properly. Similarly, a woman who observed part of her naziris and became tamei lames does not bring the karbanas nazir tamei. The karbanas nazir brings if he becomes tamei lames sometime during his naziris, because in karban lachatz naziris, one cannot bring the karbanas for a partial naziris. Even though Baal Megiz Gaiz, the husband's hafara does not retroactively revoke the first 15 days, karbanas are only brought for a complete naziris. The exception to this rule is the chatas ha'if brought by a nazir tameh. In the case of ha'isha she'nadr b'nazir v'nitmes, mevi'a chatas ha'if, she does bring the chatas ha'if, because chatas ha'if asya al safik. It is a unique carbon in that it is brought even when it is doubtful whether there is an obligation. Since we're so lenient with this carbon, it is also brought when she observed half of the naziris. Tosis adds, and k'dirabalaza ha'kapar, the nazir chaytuhu ubayi kapara. The carbon is to atone for the avera of being a nazir. Zok de Mishnah, kainim shani nene lebriyis, eino yoch lahafer, v'choy lehi lohanis b'leket sheikha upeya. The Gemara cites three ways of understanding the Mishnah. Ula explains, when she says, kainim shani nene lebriyis, as shall be forbidden to benefit from all people, bal lav b'chla briyis, the husband is not included in the term briyis, because she means all people other than my husband. Therefore, in the Yachla Hafer, he cannot nullify the nether because it's not in the nefesh, since he can support her. The Mishnah then adds that in the event of Bala Ani, if her husband is poor and cannot support her, she has a backup plan. She can always support herself from Leket Shechu Bepeya. The Ran offers two reasons why Ula understands the Mishnah this way, that Yechelehi Lohanis Beleket Shechu Bepeya is not the primary reason for in the Yachla Hafer. Because the Mishnah does not say, Mipnei she'chelehi lohanis beleket shechu bepeya. Because in the case of the Mishnah Daf Ayin Tes, Fim Loi Hoisa Parnasasli Elim Menu HaRezi Yafer, if she forbade benefiting from the only available chenveni, he can nullify it because it's in a nefesh, and we do not consider the fact that she can collect leker shekropeya as a viable option. We only consider it here combined with her husband's usual support. Rava explains the Mishnah as follows. When she says, Kainim she'ani nena labriyais, bal b'chla briyais, the husband is included among all people in the term briyais, and eni yochala hafer because yichayli hilahanis b'leket shekropeya. He cannot nullify the nether because it's not inu nefesh, since she can support herself from leket shekro b'peya. The Ran explains that Rava disagrees with Ula's reasoning. The lack of the words mipnei sheichayla is not compelling, because it's understood as being the reason. Rava differentiates between the two scenarios. Our Mishnah speaks of the time of year when leket shekro b'peya are shchicha, readily available, and the earlier Mishnah speaks of the time of the year when they are loy shchicha, not readily available. Rav Nachman basically explains the Mishnah like Ula, but slightly different. When she says, Kainim she'aninene labriyes, bal lav b'chalabriyes, the husband is not included, therefore in yach lahafer, he cannot nullify the neder because it's not in a nefesh since he can support her. The Mishnah then adds that in the event of nizgarsha, if she was later divorced and has no means of support, because her husband obviously does not support her, and she's forbidden to benefit from anyone else, yichayli hi lahanis b'leket sheikho b'peya. She may support herself from leket sheikho b'peya, as the Ran explains. She's not considered to be benefiting from the landowner, because since the pasuk does not say nesina for the owner to personally distribute them, but tazev merely to leave it as hefker, she's not benefiting from him, but zeichem in a hefker. The Ran points out another chilek we have to make between our Mishnah and the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tes. In our Mishnah of Kainim Shaninene Labriyes, and if we hold Baal Lav Bachla Briyes, she may accept food from her husband, who probably gets it from others from whom she is forbidden to benefit, because she said, Kainim Shaninene Labriyes. She forbade benefiting from others, and since the husband pays for the food, she's benefiting from her husband, not from the chemeni. However, in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Tes, in the case of Vim Loihoise Panasasi Elemin Meno, if the husband does not nullify the nether, she may not get food from her husband, which she gets from this chenveni, even though her husband pays for it, because she said, Peiris chenveni ze'alai. She forbade the food itself of that storekeeper, even if it gets to her from her husband.